Part 32, Chapter 7. Back in his room, old Soth was tired and coughing a bit from having overexerted himself this day. Johnny sat on an improvised bench and waited for him to get his breath. Eventually, Soth said,
I can't dismantle or put together a teleportation shipping rig. Only Turl could do that. And I surely can't build one either. So maybe I shouldn't take this contract.
He held it up between a couple of claws, looked at it longingly, and then handed it to Johnny. Johnny couldn't help but wonder how this race might have been if it hadn't been for the Catrists messing up their brains.
No,
said Johnny, pushing it back at him.
You've done fine. In fact, the key you have given me to routine cyclomathematics has probably unlocked the door to a parade of inventions Intergalactic was sitting on. You may have helped bring prosperity to many, many worlds.
Really?
Said Soth. He thought it over.
That's nice. Yes, that's very nice.
He was pondering something.
You know,
Soth said after a while,
you have something of a security problem, too. An awful lot of people of an awful lot of races would do anything to get their hands on cyclomathematics and some developments they stole. You know, don't you, that Professor N, who developed teleportation, was a Boxnard? No? Well, he was. Yes, people will be trying to get this data, but I think I can help.
He thought for quite a while.
Yes, I think I can do it.
He smiled.
Like any hobbyist, I like to fiddle around. And about 50 years ago, I was on a dreadful planet, not even a tree. I set myself the problem of putting cyclohigher math into a computer. The company and the government would have had fits had it been reported. But I remember the circuits I devised. It would work all right, but I'd need some facilities and components.
A computer? Johnny had been dreading solving hundreds of thousands of formulas to get whatever inventions they'd found into use. If he had a computer, anyone on his staff could rattle them off.
If you do that, I'll give you 1,000,000 credits out of my own pocket.
1,000,000 credits?
Gawped Soth.
There isn't that much money.
He was fumbling around through his litter of paper. Johnny thought he was trying to find some reference, but then saw he was trying to locate a Kerbango saucepan. Soth obviously felt he needed a stimulant. The saucepan was empty, and Johnny got a package of Kerbango from his pocket and put it in the pan.